pretty much anyone with an internet connection and a phone can be a content creator. And so just the fact that you're creating content doesn't give you really much of an advantage over anybody else, because everyone can do it. The barrier to entry to be a content creator is very, very low. So you need to stand out. You need to stand out. You need to be relevant. You need to know how to reach your target audience, or you're just adding to the noise and your contents are not really going to help you, and it's not really going to get much traction online. Welcome to the Influence and Scale podcast, where content creators, marketers, and entrepreneurs learn how to increase their influence and scale their business using content marketing. My name is Tyler Basu, and alongside my business partner, Chuck Anderson, we'll be sharing proven strategies to help you grow your audience, create great content, and generate more traffic, leads, and sales for your business. Thanks so much for joining us. Now let's dive in. What's up? This is Tyler Basu here. Welcome back to the podcast, and thanks so much for listening. Today, I'm going to spend some time with you to answer the question of how do you create high quality content? How do you create epic content that your audience will love and appreciate and consume and engage with and even share online so that you reach more people every time you put out content? And this topic of how to create high quality content, it was actually given to me as a project working for Thinkific, which is an online course platform. And so all of their customers were creating courses, and they were also creating content to help market their courses. So Thinkific's customers were often asking, how do they create great course content, and how do they create great content for their marketing and to attract the buyers for their courses in the first place? And so we produced a ton of training and content for them on how to create their course content. But then I also went and tackled the topic of how to create the content that's job is to get the attention of your market in the first place. So your top of funnel content, your blog posts, your videos, your podcast episodes, that kind of stuff. And so what I ended up doing was reaching out to dozens of Thinkific's most successful clients and successful content creators. These are people that had blogs and had YouTube channels and had podcasts with millions of downloads and millions of viewers between them, hundreds of thousands of subscribers. And just to figure out what were the commonalities that they had, you know, regardless of the type of content that they published, what were the ingredients that I saw across the board in all of them that enabled them to create this high quality stuff that was getting a lot of organic views online and a lot of social sharing and a lot of engagement and all that good stuff that content creators want. And so what I ended up discovering was that there are three specific ingredients in high quality content. And by the way, if you Google how to create epic content, you can find that guide I ended up producing for Thinkific. It's on the first page of Google. Neil Patel, you know, he's beating me in the rankings right now. I just checked, actually. But he's got a lot of SEO expertise behind him, so I'm not surprised that he's beaten me in the rankings there. Anyway, that's kind of a side note. If you want to check out the really long guide, just Google how to create epic content. Look for the guide that's published on Thinkific's blog. But I'm going to do my best to summarize these points for you right here on this podcast episode. Now, before I share the three ingredients to creating epic content, I want to talk a little bit about why we need to create such great content in the first place. And the answer is that you have a ton of competition for people's attention. Pretty much anyone with an internet connection and a phone can be a content creator. Content is no longer produced by the big media brands. It's produced by individuals as well. And so just the fact that you're creating content doesn't give you really much of an advantage over anybody else, because everyone can do it. The barrier to entry to be a content creator is very, very low. So you need to stand out. You need to stand out. You need to be relevant. You need to know how to reach your target audience, or you're just adding to the noise and your contents are not really going to help you, and it's not really going to get much traction online. I saw a stat from Content Marketing Institute that over 90% of businesses create content to help bring attention to them and bring in customers for their stuff. So you are not alone as a content creator, and that is exactly why if the stuff that you're putting out there is just noise, if it's not high quality stuff that your target audience will love, there's really no point doing it. So keep that in mind, because if your goal is to have organic traffic from your content, like if you're trying to publish assets that continue to bring in more views and more exposure and more traffic for you over the long run, and you want people to find and discover and to share these things, okay, those are results that you want from this, but those aren't the ingredients. Okay, if the result is that people find and share your content, the ingredients are what are going to help create that result, right? We focus on process and the results take care of themselves. So these ingredients are the process, essentially, of how to create great content that gets you that result of more traffic and more engagement and more exposure to your market. But I want to emphasize that you can't really control the result. You can only control the process. And so you do a good job of focusing on the process, and the results generally in the long run take care of themselves. I've got articles and videos and podcast episodes that show up on the first page of Google, and these things were created years ago, but they were created with these ingredients, and they've become evergreen assets that are driving traffic and leads for those websites that they're on. So anyway, let's dive into these ingredients. The first ingredient is that the content is relevant to your target audience. We're not trying to appeal to everybody. Pick the exact target audience that this content is created for and cover a topic that is helpful and relevant and valuable to that target audience. And to ensure that your content is helpful to them, make sure you've researched that topic well, or you have enough expertise on that topic to confidently share your advice on that topic. Organize that advice in a way that makes sense. Break it up into steps or tips or, you know, a logical order that they can follow, and make sure that the advice you're giving them is credible. Like, back it up with some stats, with some research, with examples from your own life or business, or examples from clients or customers that you've helped. There's got to be some evidence of proof in the advice that you're given so that people can trust it. So that's the main ingredient, is relevance to your target market. The second ingredient, because it's not enough just to be relevant, especially when so many other people have given the same advice that you're giving. Okay, the chances of you publishing a blog post or a YouTube video on a certain topic and not having any competition for that piece of content is very, very, very slim. So in addition to having relevant, helpful advice in your content itself, you now have to be highly skilled as a content creator and as somebody that can capture and maintain the attention of your target audience. And so that second ingredient is that your content is engaging. It's engaging and even entertaining to your target audience. So I have a few tips to help you create more engaging content. The first one is to hook the audience up front. Like, tell them what's in it for them. Tell them what the payoff is for giving you their time and attention of consuming your content. Where are you taking them? What are they going to learn how to do, and how does that benefit them? So that's how you hook them and get them to commit to consuming the rest of your content. Throughout the content itself, it helps if you tap into their emotions, tap into motivations that they might have, fears or frustrations or goals or aspirations, anything that's psychological, so that they're not just consuming kind of how-to information that's very dry and logical, but you're tapping into the reasons why they want that information in the first place. Tie it back to what's in it for them. What pain are you helping them avoid? What result are you helping them get to? And then whenever you get a chance, tell stories. Tell real stories, examples, metaphors if you need to, or analogies if you need to, because people are very quickly going to forget the data that you share with them, but they'll remember the story that you told or the example that you gave, because our brains are just wired that way. We remember stories way better than we remember just raw data or information. So that's the second ingredient, is that your content is actually engaging. The third ingredient is that your content actually gives them the opportunity to take action on something. So it's implementable. Unless you're trying to build an online publication where the goal is to get people to come back and consume more content and consume more content, unless that's your goal, what you want to do is move your audience forward. So whatever it is that you're teaching them in your content itself, and whatever problem you're helping them to solve, give them something that would help them with implementing. And this is where lead generation focused content comes into play. So anytime you're putting out free content in the form of articles or videos or podcasts or whatever, it really helps to give people some kind of a resource that helps them implement the information that you just shared with them and helps them solve the problem that they're dealing with, but at the same time getting their contact details. So now you've got a lead for your business, and you can follow up with them and try to bring them into your sales process as a next step from there. And that's how you help bridge the gap between your free content that's driving awareness and filling your funnel, your marketing funnel, with new leads that have been educated and to some extent qualified by your content. And then you give them these free resources or these next steps to take to move them one step closer to solving that problem or getting whatever result they're trying to get. So that's the third key, is for all of the content that you're putting out there, always have a call to action. Always give people a next step to take. And sometimes it's just engagement. Sometimes your goal is just to get people to consume the content or share it or leave a comment, and that's okay. Not every single thing that you publish online has to become a source of lead generation. But for the ones that do, for the evergreen pieces of content that are going to live on your website for a long time, you know, or live on your YouTube channel, and you want it to become a source of leads for you, then you got to give people the next step to take, which is to opt in for whatever mechanism or type of content you're using to get their email address or their contact details in the first place. If you do need some help figuring out what type of content you can create to help convert your audience into leads, I would listen to episode 8 of the podcast on how to prioritize what type of content to create. But just to recap today's episode on how to create great content that actually gets the attention of your market, you got to have those three ingredients. It's got to be relevant to your target audience, it's got to be engaging, and it's got to inspire some kind of action or next step for them to take. So I'll wrap up there. And if you haven't already, make sure you check out the resource section of our site, influenceandscale.com/resources. We've got some free stuff there. We've got templates, we've got worksheets, we've got free training, things to help you learn how to create and promote your content profitably. So thanks again for listening. Now go ahead and create some epic content for your audience. Thanks so much for listening to the Influence and Scale podcast. If you're enjoying the show, make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode. And for show notes, links to resources mentioned, or to learn about how our agency can help you implement a profitable content marketing strategy, visit influenceandscale.com/podcast.